There was an expression that was common in Jesus' time among the rabbis. When rabbis would be talking back and forth on some point of the law or some point of scripture, they would often say to their fellow rabbi, "Give me your opinion on this topic, standing on one foot," which is a Jewish way of saying, "Be brief in your argument. Be brief and come right to the point." And there's something of that in this gospel today. The scholar of the law, the rabbi, speaking to Jesus, another rabbi, and saying, "Rabbi, I want your opinion on something, and give me your opinion standing on one foot." In other words, come right to the heart of the matter. What is the greatest commandment? Let's cut all the other stuff out and let's go right to the heart of the matter. All right. And so Jesus then gives us, if you will, the law standing on one foot. He comes right to the point. And the point is simply this: love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. He is quoting basically the ancient Jewish prayer called the Shema. Every day, the Jewish people to this very day recite the Shema. I actually have it on my doorpost in my office, in my room. They put it on their doorpost. The Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Remember, O Lord, or remember, O Israel, the Lord your God is God and God alone, and love him with all your heart and all your strength and all your might. And Jesus adds, and make sure you love your neighbor as yourself. So he's giving the law, standing on one foot, coming right to the point, being brief. It's this, simply this: love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. Now, we like to make things complicated, but really it comes down to that. I am to love my God and love my neighbor. Oh yes, we make it complicated, but it comes down simply to that one thing. Now, the Rabbi Hillel, also who's living near the time of Jesus, and Rabbi Hillel said, he summarized the law, the second table of the law about loving our neighbors, simply said this. He said, "Do not do unto others what you would not have them do to you." And all the rest is commentary. All the rest is commentary. Do not, in other words, do unto others as you would have them do to you. The rest, just commentary. All right. It's about love. I know 1,000 questions go through our mind. But really, honestly, love contains the whole law. Does a man who loves his wife really need a law to tell him he shouldn't break her arm? If he loves her, he wouldn't want to break her arm. He wouldn't dream of breaking her arm. If I really love God, do I need a law that tells me not to go and sleep with other gods, to become unfaithful by sleeping with the gods of this world? Like holding someone or something else higher than God? Do I really need a law? Not if I love him. I wouldn't dream of it. I love God with all my heart. Do I really need a law that tells me that I should be in his house on Sunday to worship him? I want to worship him. I look forward to Sunday. I'm happy to come and hear from God and praise him in his house on his holy day. Thank you, Lord. I'm happy to be here because I love you with all my heart. Do I really need a law not to misuse his name and make false oaths in God's name and use his name to curse rather than bless people? I love his name. And every time I hear his name, my heart fills with love. Do I really need these laws to tell me that I should cherish his word? I look forward to hearing God and studying his word. Every word of God in the Bible is a word breathing forth love. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me. Thank you for teaching me. I love your law. I love you, Lord, with all my heart. Thank you for speaking to me and teaching me out of your wisdom. I don't need laws, if I really love God, to tell me to read his word, or to pray, or to praise him, or to be in his house on Sunday, or not to misuse his name, or to put other things above him. The more I love God, that all just comes naturally. You know, many years ago when I was dating, I didn't need a rule. I didn't need someone to tell me to call my girlfriend. I wanted to call her. I didn't need someone to tell me take her out on a date. I wanted to be with her. I wanted to take her out. Because that's what love does. It seeks union. It seeks to be with the beloved. And so if we love, so many other things just fall right into place. And when I really begin to love you with all my heart, when we love our neighbors, ourselves, we don't want to kill them or deprive them of life or steal their possessions or be hateful. We love them. We don't want ill or bad things. We don't rejoice when they're in trouble. The more we love people, the more we want to cherish their life and rejoice with them when they're rejoicing and weep with them when they're weeping. We love to be with them and celebrate with them. And when they're in trouble, we run to their help because we love them. And when we love, all the laws just become second nature to us. We don't want to exploit people in their weakness. We don't want to tempt people with sin. We don't want to misuse their name or ruin their reputation with gossip. Have you ever come up on somebody and they were gossiping about someone you loved? And you rushed to their defense, didn't you? It filled you with horror that they were speaking this way about someone you love. And again, when we love people, we don't want to gossip, joan on them, ridicule them, defame their name, ruin their reputation. We don't want to tempt people to sin. We don't want to exploit people sexually. We can't bear the thought of looking at pornography that some poor young woman bared her body for money. How desperate she must have been. We look on that with grief and pain rather than lust. We don't want those things. Because we love, sins just begin to go away. And they're replaced with the beauty and the majesty of God's law. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what the Lord is saying? When you love, when you really love God and you really love your neighbor, everything else is just commentary. You're already keeping the law. In fact, you're going beyond the law. You're not just not hating your neighbor, you're actually loving them. You're not just not harming your neighbor, you're actually doing good and being generous and kind. Because love never says, what's the least I can do? Love always says, what more can I do? And we don't do things because we have to when we love. We do things because we want to. So the Lord is saying to us today, love is the key. Now, brothers and sisters, I know that 10,000 questions come to your mind. Love, I know, cannot do everything. We can't always say yes to everyone. I know there are limits. We're just limited human beings. I know that we can't approve of everything. Sometimes love has to say no, or this far and no further. Love always speaks the truth. But I'll tell you this much. There may be people that you have to correct. There may be people that you have to say no to. But they know whether you love them or not when you do it. You know, when you really love someone and they know you love them, you can tell them almost anything and they'll hear it with reverence. It still comes down to love. Even when love has to set limits and say no sometimes, if it's done in love, it's received with love. The Lord has one word for us today, and it's just this: love. Love. Love conquers all. Now then, you might say, well, okay, so I got to start loving people more. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't hear this as a moralism. Have mercy, have mercy. The Lord is not telling you out of your own flesh power, start loving people more, start loving him more. It'll last 10 minutes max. This is a gift to ask from God. Only God can give us this gift, to love him more and more every day from the depths of our heart, and to love our neighbor with deep affection, even the difficult people. It says, uh-oh, here comes so-and-so. And you start to discover an affection and a love that you never knew you had. God can do that for you. He says to us in Ezekiel, I will take from you your heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh with which to love. And out of that love, you will keep my law. Ezekiel 36, the great promise of God to give us a new heart. So I beg you today, ask this gift from God. Ask it, because it's the key. When you love God, you don't need anybody to tell you to come to church. You don't need anybody to tell you that God is more important than money. You'll just do it naturally. You won't need anybody to tell you not to kill, harm, treat spitefully your neighbor because you love them and you don't want to do that. And you won't be keeping the law because you have to out of fear. You will be keeping the law because you want to out of love. One word, love. And all the rest is commentary. Jesus today is preaching the law, standing on one foot. And I need to follow his example. I need to be quiet now. I need to just let you stay with that one thing. We want to make it more complicated, but it's not. When you love, you will keep God's law as a result of his love in your heart. Ask today, Lord, increase your love in my heart, and the rest will come naturally. Love. I really love the Lord. He's been good to me. He's increased his love in my heart. He pitied every groan. Long as I live, I'll hasten to his throne. The gospel, the law on one foot, love.